At St. Thomas Speaks last night, Ian Gibbs asked the Prime Minister for an ease on some of the taxes that he says are hurting retirees like himself. One of the matters he raised was the tax on registered retirement savings plans.
Successive governments over the years have begged Bajans right across the island to start their own registered retirement savings plans. I believe in an effort to reduce the burden to some extent on the NIS and to provide some degree of income for pensioners in their twilight years.
He observed that when they reach retirement age and go to withdraw that money, they get what he calls a monumental shock.
Say someone who has been able to save over the years and watch it grow and get a registered retirement lump sum of, say, $100,000, which is not a lot of money in today's scenario. You are asked to, when you go to reclaim that money, to give government in the form of tax a whopping $17,000. Prime Minister, I don't think it is fair.
Mr. Gibbs also complained about the tax on dividends.
You are asked to pay 15% tax on your dividends. And these dividends are often a major source of income for the pensioners. So please, it was changed from 12.5% to 15%. So please consider what you can do about that as well.
I hear you loud and clear. There are some things that we need to be able to do. We're not living in an easy environment. You heard me say in the budget, the issue of the corporation taxes and the global minimum corporate tax has to be addressed by us in the next 3-4 months. Whether we like it or not, that is responsible for probably about 15% of our revenue. And we don't know where it will end up once we finish. That's why we're doing the consultations now with the companies. We don't know who will leave the jurisdiction, who will stay. We might end up better off, but we could equally end up worse off. So I'm asking people to allow us to play bat and pad close together for the next year or so to ensure that we at least see where the lie of the land will be with respect to other aspects of taxation over which we have no control. That is why we want to be able to get the delivery of healthcare and education and infrastructure up to par, because we don't pay as high taxes as they do in Europe. In Europe, some jurisdictions pay 40 and 50% taxes, but they get back a lot of things socially. In the US, it's the other way around now. And what are you seeing all through the US but tent cities, homeless people living all about in every city, summer and winter. So it's a balance. It's not an easy time, but I hear you and we take note.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.